entertainersguide.com to see the weekly calendar and submit your shows.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
Fool me once. Shame on you.
Here are David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Okay, it is 8:06 on this Friday, August 14th. We're live at the Butcher Shop in West Little Rock. It's at the end of 6:30. It's easy to find. Been here for quite some time. Al Watkins had this forever. And then he sold it to Kevin Case.
By the way, I saw the old pizza trailers for sale outside.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, they got a for sale sign on there. Remember that old pizza trailer?
Oh, yeah. Oh my God.
Pizza on the Rock.
Yeah,
or something like that,
and you know? I looked when I pulled up, the trailer's out in the parking lot with a for sale sign on it.
I think that's happening. Not only Kevin Case, I've seen Leslie Case here, his wife working hard.
She's sweet.
I just knocked out my steak. $20 for a steak and eggs and potatoes and biscuit. RJ Hawks joins us. Do you have the open for RJ, or does Todd have it? Todd, would you go ahead and hit that RJ open, please?
A man of many talents, play-by-play broadcaster, real estate agent, and now a state legislator. It's time to talk all things Arkansas with R.J. Hawk, presented by Natural State Wholesale, proudly trusted by major manufacturers all over the world for 25 years. Go see the flooring king, Don Gresham, at Natural State Wholesale.
Thank you, Natural State Wholesale, for sponsoring RJ each week. RJ is a busy man, a lot of things going on. You were at the Touchdown Club yesterday introducing people. You mentioned you're going to be at Bucky's.
Yeah, we got Bucky's. And we got first responders going to Bucky's today. It's like early access for first responders. So, and then we've got Monday is the grand opening for Bucky's. And 10 a.m., open to the public, grand opening. And so I would suggest, by the way, if you're planning on going to the Bucky's grand opening, they're expecting, I think they said they're expecting like 2,000 people to show up for the grand opening. If you're planning on going, I would suggest getting there early because it's going to be a packed house for the grand opening.
The other thing that is part when a Bucky's comes in is the real estate around there. It almost becomes a little city. And so that's probably going to be hot development around there as well.
Yeah.
I want to remind everybody, hey, come by here and support Youth Home. Just buy a few steaks. You can eat them this weekend. You can give them out to your employees today. They'll be here till about 10 o'clock. It's only $20. 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show.
Yeah, come on. You can eat in or you can take them with you.
Somebody says on the Middleton Heat and Air text line, during Channel 7's spot, Baz was talking to sports guy. Here comes RJ way in the back, walking towards the camera. Plenty of chances to change direction, but walked all the way to Baz's shoulder, gave a glance to the camera, and turned away.
Honestly,
priceless.
So I didn't realize y'all were doing that. What was funny, and Chris Kane was standing like your producer behind the camera, and I was just walking along, and I go, oh, no, they're doing a live hit. So I figured that was going to be on the news, and that was not intentional at all.
661-1037, someone says here, Baz, don't you get a kick out of jealous haters? I think it's great for Arkansas Touchdown Club. Of course, you know, we hear our friend Bo and Chuck are having some fun.
Now, in defense of Chuck, Chuck did not say anything bad about you, he just kind of stayed quiet.
It was Bo. What did Bo say?
Bo goes, well, you know, I've run a touchdown club before, and he goes, it's really hard to get guests, and that's why they've got one missing spot, because Baz couldn't get the schedule filled out. But he was comparing his little rinky-dink touchdown club where he got the local mayor to come and speak to the Little Rock Touchdown Club. Oh, and by the way, the Northwest Arkansas Touchdown Club that he did is now defunct.
People were marveling at the job that Bo did with that touchdown club.
Yeah, seems like everything Bo does, he ends up stopping doing it after a little while because he has no track record of keeping anything going.
I will give Bo credit for one thing he realized. He realized that doing a touchdown club is a major work, and it doesn't make any money. And so I don't blame Bo. Hey, he's right. He realized real quickly.
It's a lot of work.
I'm not doing this for the community. Yeah. I'm tapping out because you can't make any money, which I respect. Let's see here. 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. Roger, I mentioned NFL action last night. RJ, the Cowboys, I think, play Saturday night versus Seattle. Is there any what's the big question mark for the with the Cowboys?
Here's the thing. It is our come Saturday, it's our march to the Super Bowl.
Thank you.
I think the question is the defense, just because of how bad it was last
year. Why don't we just rinse and repeat? You say that every year, RJ.
Well,
isn't that a problem?
We've got the greatest offense of all time right now. We've got two of the best receivers in the game. We've got one of the best running backs in the game. But I think that, you know, they went and upgraded with Caleb Downs. They drafted him. They went and got some safeties. They made a trade with the 49ers to get a linebacker.
It should be better.
They should, on paper, be better defensively, but we don't know. And so all we've seen right now is what we remember from last season. And you just got to hope that gets better.
Name the coach of the Dallas Cowboys.
Huh? Schottenheimer?
Okay. Don't you guys think that the NFL's better when the Cowboys are better.
100%.
Because the country is better when the Cowboys are better. It's a proven fact.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
the country's mental state of mind is much better when the Cowboys are so good that people can hate them.
And once again, they are America's team.
Thank you.
And so, look, here's the thing, man. We say it every year. It's our year. It's going to be the year of the Super Bowl for the Dallas Cowboys. You have all these high hopes going into the first preseason game, only to be let down about week 10.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that's just not the case this year.
We had a story today, RJ, which relates to you, that somebody actually put this is a true story. So they put out this poll. Would you drink your significant other's bathwater for $1,000?
No.
Wait a minute,
no.
Says the guy who drank foot juice.
Yes, you would.
I forgot about that.
But Roger is going to remind you about it in a second. So here's the deal. This was, you don't have to worry about the dirt because your partner would bathe or shower to rinse off and then lay in a tub of warm water for 20 minutes.
Oh.
You then have to drink 1 liter of that water to get the cash. That's easy peasy.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like you just got done at the gym and you wanted to go and rinse off.
But you did at one time drink foot juice for charity for $1,000, right?
I did. It was
how much of it did you drink?
I don't even remember the charity anymore.
Who was the charity? It was at
somebody
called Boys Club. It was the Boys Club.
That's right. Boys and Girls Club, yeah.
Somebody
yeah.
called in and said, I'll give you $1,000.
Said, I'll do $1,000 if RJ goes and drinks just a drink. It was just a drink of the foot. I didn't have to drink like the whole thing. It was just a drink of the juice.
Roger and I were doing the grape juice stomp thing for the Italy festival.
Yes, and a caller called in and said, well, I'll give $1,000 if RJ will drink with Baz and Roger Stomp.
Now, is there any way we can find Roger's song?
Can you, Todd, I need your help. I've got issues with
he's offline.
Our Wi-Fi.
He's offline.
I'm offline. If you could look in links and get Roger's song's foot juice and play that, please, if you can find it, Toddy P. I'm trying, but...
I think about the crap that I did whenever callers would call me. You remember... You guys remember I was doing a remote. This was many, many years ago. The Bryant Boys and Girls Club at the time asked, they were doing a big fundraiser, and I was doing call-in remotes on drive time, And there was a Bryant police officer there, and I just threw out, I said, if we can get to $3,000, I'll let him tase me. And
I remember that.
I was getting hothead because we got to $2,500, and it was at the end of drive time, and Randy comes, and I do my last call-in, and Randy goes... he goes, well, hour number, whatever, and it's the final segment. And he said, let's check in with RJ. I said, Randy, we are at $2,500.
You got so lucky.
And I said, I've said if we get to $3,000, I'll get tased by this Bryant police officer. And nobody ever came and get with the last 500.
We all need to get tased.
We need to do it again.
We need to get tased.
I can make that happen.
Have you done it, Raj?
No.
We could have a heart attack, man.
Well, I don't know if we'd have a heart attack. I don't know.
Just sign a release.
You know what? I watch a lot. I go down that rabbit hole when I see people getting tased. I don't know if it's from cops in Arkansas, if it's just from some things that are happening around the world. But when you you see dudes, they're running, and all of a sudden they stiff up like a boy. Oh my God! When that juice goes through it.
But the good ones are whenever they're high.
In the face.
Oh, I know. The ones that are high, you know, and they get tased, God, and they're just ripping it out.
Oh,
and they're like, you know.
I know.
I'm like,
too.
What are they on right now?
I saw that one time in person. The first one didn't work. Not that I really was happy about that, but
I saw that in person.
They had to do it a second time.
Oh, listen, I saw a dude shot the other day, and he took 6 bullets, and he's still coming after dude.
The little things were popping off all over. It's like that I would know that.
Oh, I see a dude running because I watch Cops. I watch Cops. Yeah.
That new Live PD that they I love it.
Yeah. I love Earl. I don't want anybody to get hurt, but I want to see some people getting tased.
Earl Hammonds is here. He's one of our faithful listeners. He said, I gave RJ $500. I remember that. Earl was one of the reasons that happened.
I'm telling you what.
He stepped up and gave $500.
Earl has been a big supporter of me and this station. And anytime we've had a charity thing, Earl has always been. Earl, I think, was part of that contribution for being tased.
Somebody says here from the 501, the Cowboys are on their 30th year of rebuilding.
Yep, 30th year. This is the year, though.
Someone says, RJ Hawk, the Bo Mattingly of the Dallas Cowboys, really just said the Cowboys offense best of all time. What a joke.
I don't even know what that is. I just bagged on Bo Mattingly, and now I'm the Bo Mattingly of the Dallas Cowboys.
Someone says, have y'all talked about the Jaden Daniels and LSU situation? Yeah, we talked about it yesterday. It just seems really silly.
Yeah, we did.
It just seems really, the whole thing really just crazy silly. But I'll be shocked if anything comes out of that. 661-1037, I want to mention, we mentioned it's Doc Holliday's birthday today, one of our favorite all-time clips from Tombstone. Obviously, that Doc Holliday was outstanding.
I don't think I've ever seen Tombstone.
Stop it.
I don't think I have.
Oh, we've got the song. Good job, Todd. Let's play it here. This is Foot Juice.
I think I've seen bits and pieces.
By Roger Scott, talking about the time when RJ had to drink our grape foot juice from our stomping contest.
Sock-to-lin.
Go ahead and punch it up there if you can, Todd. Turn it up too if you can. Thank you. Oh, very good. This is so good. Such great riding you do.
Thank you. Not AI, but RPS. Come on, come on.
This thing is so good. I look at this extended opening. I remember that now.
We're stomping so hard. We're under on guard. We're here for what? David Basil and Roger Scott. We'll squash and squeeze him. Get him up and putting him down. He will be swishing. His buddy's all in his mind. Now he's gotta drink juice, foot juice. It's unfermented grapes, not booze. Hey, RJ, boys and girls, club petty day. Mama Morgan, aren't you proud of your son? Not Grey Goose. RJ's just definitely not foot juice.
I forgot all about that. God.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, that is great writing. That is a great song, a great memory. You did it for a charity. And, RJ, I think it's incumbent upon you. Right? Is this an election year?
It is.
It's an incumbent upon you.
Talk about that.
To do so. Okay, I'll do it for you. Yeah. It's incumbent upon you right now to get out in front of the people, and I think to do something again for charity, and whether it be more juice or getting tased. To go to schools and talk to youth and say, you don't want this to happen to you.
Yeah. I think there's a certain salesperson that'd like to see me get tased at the Buzz. But I'm just saying,
is that right?
The people put stuff out.
Hey, I was going to mention the three birthdays of women, and rank them, RJ. Halle Berry, Catherine Bell, and Mila Kunis. I should throw in Susan St. James.
Halle Berry, who's the second one?
Catherine Bell. I don't know. You know who she is.
Yeah, I know Catherine Bell.
Oh, do you? From Jag?
Yep. Yeah.
And then Mila Kunis.
Mila Kunis is number one for
me.
Yeah. Love Mila Kunis. Halle Berry's probably number two.
Okay.
Love Halle Berry. And so then Catherine Bell would be number three.
And then we're going to throw in Susan St. James, Roger, from McMillan and Wife, which was one of my favorites.
I thought she was adorable.
It's also the birthday of Steve Martin. Steve Martin, is it when you think of Steve Martin, what is the movie that you think of the most? Mine's easy.
The Jerk.
Mine's Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Okay. But I think of The Jerk, but I also think of, because I remember...
Father of the Bride?
No, I remember his song that came out, King Tut.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I mean, that was, I think we were in junior high. when that came out.
Yeah. 661-1037 is the number. Also, it's Magic Johnson's birthday. Last night I was up late working on stuff, Touchdown Club stuff, and they were doing the 30 for 30 when he got AIDS. And they were talking about the press conference and all of his players that were there in the media. He was up there trying to be positive. Remember back then in the 80s, it was pretty much a death sentence for if you had that. And they have these guys saying, we saw him laughing and saying, we're going to beat this. And we all knew, you're not. We're going to watch you die right before us. And I think we all thought that. And I think, Roger, back then, for those of us in the 80s, we thought, oh, crap. Yeah. You know, first of all, you think, is he gay? And then you thought, probably not. Mm-hmm. That makes it scary for all of us going, you don't have to, it doesn't matter whether you're gay or not. Yeah.
People like you have an unprotected sex.
That's right.
That'd be the issue.
So that was a scary thing. And then, and know what? The guy's still living today. He was right.
He was right. Yeah.
He whatever the HIV he had before, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if he had AIDS or if he was just
HIV positive, I think that's what it was.
Whatever.
I don't know. But it would listen.
Yeah.
He retires from basketball, comes back, and ends up playing the All-Star game, then go get the gold medal with the Olympic team.
I remember him playing and people being a little worried about him getting
hit
and bleeding and everything.
It was.
Well, you didn't know. And I think Dr. Fauci was involved with AIDS back then. I think he was back in those days.
I mean, if you
that's how far back he goes.
They changed the rules to where if you got cut, you stopped the game. You had to get out of the game. That was because of HIV. They do it anyway.
Yeah, I was about to say, now it's
they just do it anyway because they don't want blood on the court.
Tell me how old you are without telling me how old you are. I remember going to the dentist and then putting their fingers in your mouth and not wearing gloves.
Oh, my gosh.
That's right. Nobody thought about
it. You were so right.
Yes.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, yes. We used to smoke on planes.
Well, I knew that.
Smoking hospitals.
Smoking. My dentist used to put his fingers in my mouth with a cigarette.
He still does for you, though.
We are here.
And you like it.
We are here at the butcher shop in West Little Rock raising money for Youth Home. They got plenty of steaks. Come by, buy some for the weekend. Buy them for your employees, whatever. It's $20 per steak, and Roger has had his. I've had mine. It was outstanding.
I didn't eat the potatoes or the biscuit because I'm watching my figure.
Youth Home has been such a great organization helping people. RJ, you as a producer for many, many years.
Yeah.
You
know, and I played in their poker tournament that they've done.
That's
We did that. And you also, you performed many times at Christmas karaoke benefiting Youth Home. Classic all times.
I'm telling you what. You know,
Wrecking Ball,
and then I did the Rudolph rap that popped up.
What was the other one? There's another big one you did.
I rode in on the Katy Perry Tiger.
At Simmons
Bank Arena.
Was that one that I did? I did the first part of one of those
songs.
That
was the Wrecking Ball.
Is that Wrecking Ball?
Yeah.
Miley Cyrus?
Let's see if Todd. Todd, can you find Can you find RJ Hawk Wrecking Ball?
No, we don't have to do that.
Yeah, no, we do. Because I put on lipstick for you.
That was for the
that was a different one.
That was the Eye of the Tiger one.
What was the one where you talked? You do talking at the beginning, don't you?
I talked for it.
Oh, you did it.
Yeah, he did.
That was
the Wrecking Ball one. Yeah. Okay. That was where we had you on screen. And you had lipstick on.
And then
it went to black after you did your thing, and I flew in on that Wrecking Ball. Steve Leppard, by the way, was the one that. Remember Steve? He's the one that actually constructed a Wrecking Ball that I could ride on.
You did it, brother.
Was that
the Crawford Fall?
That was when Crawford knocked the screen over because he fell over.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that was.
There's a famous picture of Crawford laying on the floor in a ground.
My back.
Hey, I'm telling you. And it looks exactly like the scene of RFK.
We had an ambulance come inside Simmons Bank Arena.
Came inside.
I'll never forget that scream. It started to fall over, and it was like, and everybody below is like scrambling to get out of the way.
There was a guy from the Philippines holding up his head.
Roger, we have got to do Justin Moore finish
the straight dog.
Brought to you by Hagen's Dodge
$100
in Morrilton. You can check him out at HagenMotors.com. And yeah, $100 now. We're in the next hour and a half. Look up Stray Dog. Be ready to.
That's the song today.
Yeah, Stray Dog.
Okay.
And so when Rogers stops the music, you got to finish it, but you got to sing it.
$100
you got to sing.
It's $100.
Easy money. Yeah, easy money.
And if you win it, you can come by here before I leave here today because I'm packing up the equipment. And then I'm going to put it in my Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram truck, and I'm going to hold on to it until Monday when we're going to be at the Max Strength Fitness place. I'm going to do that. You can pick up that gift card here, or you will have to wait till next week to get it. But you're going to earn this $100 given to us by Family Market Grocery Store Convenience.
You got some egg on your forearm.
We're going to have a Morning Mayhem Hawks Home's review of the Touchdown Club. yesterday. Okay. We'll do that in honor of our friends over at.
So you're going to review your own meeting?
Yes. Yes. The lineup. Well, who was your favorite? Oh, listen. When I told him that Emmitt Smith was coming, Roger.
Oh, yeah.
He lost his mind. Yeah. He's just like, is this the all-time greatest guest to you? In your
well,
opinion?
You know, you remember you allowed the only other time I've
got
to go.
Let this be the horse mobile home thing.
So the only other time that Baz has ever let me go pick up a guest was when we brought Michael Irvin in.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Baz let me take the limo. We didn't let Wes Sutton.
I forgot about that.
He let me go take the limo, pick him up from the Little Rock National Airport. But this is before we had private jets. And we brought, and so it was just me and Michael in the limo, just hanging out, talking
all cool.
From there to, where the embassy is where we were doing it.
Oh, that's how cool. So you remember
and,
that.
And,
you got some pictures?
Oh, yeah. Me and Michael in the limo. I got a selfie with the two of us. It was awesome. So I tell Baz, about a week ago, he told us the lineup and, he goes, okay, RJ. He goes, week two. This way he said, week two. And you know how Basil, whenever he's doing the touchdown, he goes, this guy was a Dallas Cowboy.
He's
great.
Telling you all that?
And he's like going through. And then he goes, do you know who it was? And about the time I look at my phone and he sent me a picture his face on my phone. And I go, no way. No.
RJ was like, oh, my gosh.
So I told Basil, I said, we don't need Wes Sutton that week. We don't. I said, I'll be on the jet to go pick up Emmitt. I've never asked to do this. I said, just me and Emmitt. We're just going to do it.
That's funny. So,
well, I remember going to pick up Darren McFadden. I was in a limo.
Oh, you did that?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, of course, you put me in with Roger Staubach. Yeah. What's funny is I happen to be needing to go wherever Emmitt is that day, too.
So that day when we have to fly to go get Emmitt, Roger's going to have to miss the show that day because he and I are going to go be the entourage to pick up Emmitt and bring him back to Little Rock.
Yeah, do I need to get hold of Greg?
Just put your PTO in now.
RJ, thank your fine sponsor, please.
Want to thank Natural State Wholesale and Cabot. If you're looking to remodel or build a house, check them out first before you go to any big box store. Flooring, that'd be laminate flooring, hardwoods, tile. Even if you need backsplashes, things like that, if you're remodeling the home, they've got the things for the house that are going to make it look great. Bathtubs, fixtures, you can go online, naturalstatewholesale.com. You're going to get a great deal. I promise you will save thousands of dollars by going to Natural State Wholesale and Cabot. I want to thank Don, Drew, and the guys.
Matt Curtado, Roger, we had him on the show the other day of Tito's fame.
How you doing, bud?
Just we came in and bought him a steak dinner. Do we have Tito's over there on the bar?
Oh, there's Tito. There's Tito.
I think that's become a tradition, Roger.
We got to get Tito's involved with the Touchdown Club.
I know. We worked on it. It came a little short this year, but we're going to keep working on it. We'll see. We'll get it. Listen, they do so much stuff, they don't have time for everything. Yeah. They got a lot of other stuff going on. So, all right, don't go away. We'll have Heather Baker coming up next. It's 8:30 here. Remember, they're going to be serving. Be told they run out of steak or 9:30 or 10 o'clock to come by and help out Youth Home.
Ten Fitness brings you Top 10 Tuesdays with The Zone. Each week, Justin and Phil will dive into a different Top 10 list and take your calls. Brought to you by Ten Fitness. Turn back the clock on gym prices. This is SportsCenter.
The Philadelphia Phillies jumped on the Minnesota Twins early and often Thursday to come away with a 7-1 victory at the Field of Dreams game in Dyersville, Iowa. Kyle Schwarber led the game off with a solo home run for the Phillies, who took a 2-0 lead later in the first inning on an RBI single from Bryson Stott. Schwarber added a 2-run home run in the fourth inning, and an RBI single from Bryce Harper gave the Phillies a 5-1 lead. Brandon Marsh added a solo home run for Philadelphia in the seventh. The two teams take today off before resuming the series Saturday in Minneapolis. Sticking with baseball, the Arkansas Travelers have a 3-game losing streak on their hands. They lost 11-8 to Tulsa last night in Tulsa. I'm Todd Pierce for the Buzz Radio Network.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
It's still going to be very, very hot again today. Sunny with a high of 103. Heat index easily over 105, maybe as high as 108 or 109. Tonight, clear sky, warm overnight, a low of 79 degrees. Tomorrow, 103 again, and Sunday up to 104. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Listen every day to Out of Bounds for what's trending on social media and whether listeners agree or disagree. Engaging conversations about engaging topics. Sponsored by Arkansas-based West Rock Coffee. Join West Rock Coffee and their 1.5 million coffee farmers around the globe as they fuel Arkansas with great-tasting coffee, tea, and water delivered directly to your business. Contact them at westrockcoffee.com or 833-886-JAVA. That's 883-886-5282. Call today.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oakline Sports, is now available right here in the state of Arkansas. Baseball fans, the MLB season is in full swing, and FanDuel is giving you a chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting the home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home of home runs. So, are you ready to play your game? Head over to FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started. That's FanDuel.com/Arkansas to opt in for daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB. 21 plus and present in Arkansas. No purchase necessary. Opt-in required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, this is Justin Akre. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Parham in Little Rock next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walk-in care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-TOSH. When you think ortho, think UAMS.
Instant fun every day? That's a win. The chance at a life-changing jackpot? Win. Creating scholarships for Arkansas students? That's the biggest win of all. When you play the lottery, it's a win-win-win for Arkansas. So far, the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery has raised over $1.5 billion to fund more than 822,000 scholarships. Keep playing and win-win-winning, Arkansas. Call 1-800-522-4700 for Problem Gambling Helpline.
Genesis of Conway presents Craig O'Neill each week when he joins Roger, Baz, and Justin on Morning Mayhem. Genesis of Conway, the future of luxury today.
Here's a message for all you fishermen out there. Have you ever taken part in a tournament where you can win $3,000 and have a chance to save a life? It could be your own. You can do both by signing up for the Real Fight Against Prostate Cancer Fishing Tournament. The event is August 29th. Everyone will launch from the ramp at Simmons Bank Arena in North Little Rock. Entry fee, $200 a boat. Launch time, 6 a.m. Weigh in at 3. Plus, there's a payout for big bass and gift cards galore. Larry Nixon, one of the top anglers of all time, will be on hand to meet and greet. Now, back to the fight against prostate cancer, which kills more than 35,000 a year. When detected early, the cure rate is 90-95%. So, what are you waiting on? Make plans to fish or come by the weigh-in, as there will be free on-site prostate screening for everyone who stops by. For more information, call 501-912-7888 or go to Facebook, Real Fight Against Cancer Fishing Tournament. All proceeds go to the Arkansas Prostate Cancer Foundation.
Let's keep the good vibes going. Morning Mayhem is back on the air. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Who is it, Roger?
Eagles.
Sister, no. It's Sister Golden Ear. Is that right, Todd?
Sister Golden Hair.
I was close. I was in the head.
Why would you even say ear? That makes no sense.
Who is it by? Is when America?
Yeah.
Is it America?
It's America.
That
America.
Is correct.
America. America.
We are here at the butcher shop in West Little Rock, off of Hermitage Road, right off the end of 630. So it'll be serving up steaks till about 10 o'clock. So come by and get you more than one. Mm-hmm. It all helps. It all goes to Youth Home. And
every bit, every dollar.
Appreciate you coming by and taking part of this. The steak is outstanding. Roger and I have partaken.
Yeah. Oh, it's the best steak I've had, and I'm telling you, in forever.
Let's go to, let's bring in Heather Baker and find out what's happening around the state this weekend, besides it being hot.
Yeah.
She has the busiest social calendar in the state of Arkansas. Her insight on what to do across the state is unrivaled. She is the go-to person when you need an event promoted. It's time to talk to the queen of promotions from AY Magazine and Arkansas Money and Politics. It's Heather Baker.
Good morning, Heather Baker.
Good morning, guys, and thank you for helping Youth Home. That's incredible. As you know, the publisher of the Arkansas Mental Health Guide, that's a great company to support and just get in there and raise money for.
You know, Heather's been, you know, now you're so engaged with so many people and so many organizations, nonprofit. I mean, they're in your magazines all over, and almost about everyone. So you do get to know who the nonprofits are very well. And we've had a really good relationship with Youth Home for, I guess, probably 15 years now. And, you know, there are a lot of kids out there right now that are struggling with their history or what their home life was like or lack of home life. And, you know, we're having fun and yucking it up here, Heather. And we just realized, you know, not far from here, you know, there's 50 kids that are in from ages, 12 to 18, that are getting the kind of help they need, that severe trauma in their life. And so we're really grateful, like you said, to have an organization like Youth Home and others that are helping out folks like they do.
Yes, absolutely. If we can change the trajectory of any of these kids' lives, that's our purpose. We need to get out and support this cause and all youth. I mean, everybody needs an encouraging moment. I posted the other day on social media, like, every kid didn't have a great summer. Every kid doesn't have the support. So if your kids come home and say, hey, this kid did this, just, you know, just encourage them to reach out to them, to sit next to them, to support them, and just be a friend. That can change so much for so many.
We saw you yesterday, of course, at the Touchdown Club. I was showing Roger the picture of you in your smoking hot red dress, looking very, very snappy. And thanks for being there yesterday and covering the lineup. Now, the article on Emmett Smith, is that online for people to see or no?
Of course, yeah, it's online. You can go to Arkansas Money and Politics. It is our cover feature for this upcoming book. So that feature is up, and we are so honored that we were able to cover that in the Touchdown Club. I mean, what an incredible lineup. And let's talk about the humbling moment of David Basil, as kind as you are, with Hunter Yurecek not coming in that moment of you just giving it back to the Razorback and supporting the Razorbacks. And I love that moment of you saying, we're here to support Razorbacks, we're here to support football. I mean, you're always so kind in everything you do.
Well, thanks, Heather. I wanted to take the high road. Some people say, you're grandstanding. You didn't even have to say that. Let me tell you, if I don't make an announcement about why he's not there, I'm going to have 1,000 people, media-wise and all that, going, why isn't Hunter coming? So I had to say, you know, because it's a tradition of 16 years, and people go, if you don't say why he's there, or that he chose not to come, people could be asking me. So that way we got out of the way and right, Heather, you're right. I took the high road and just said, we want him here. I want him every year. I want him to continue the tradition. So I'm disappointed that he's not, and I hope he comes back next year. And we want him to succeed. We want Harding to succeed. We want UCA. And that obviously has been a lot of the buzz around the state in terms of football talk today, is him choosing not to come down, you know, whether it was a smart move or not, because you have a lot of donors down here and others. And, you know, the Little Rock Touchdown Club is just a small organization. It doesn't have millions of dollars like he deals with. And so, yeah, it's not the end of the world that he chooses not to come down here, but it's become big enough to where you think, hey, take advantage of that forum. Come in and brag on what you did at the stadium with the new naming rights. Brag about the Tyson patch. Brag about all the good things, where, you know, it's not been as positive the last couple of years based on some of his own comments. But yeah, thank you for saying that. I think it was, we said the right things, and a great lineup. And by the way, the picture of Emmett Smith on the cover of AMP, Roger has seen it, looks amazing. So obviously you can see that online. But yeah, great to have Emmett. You've been around Emmett before. You had a chance to be with him over in Hot Springs, right? And so did Roger.
Yes, at the shortest St. Patty's Day parade. He was so kind, nice. We're so glad to have him. But my gosh, what an incredible athlete he is.
Yeah, still has the all-time record for touchdowns and yards, career-wise. And then, of course, to have, you know, Lynn Swan, you know, one of the greatest receivers of all time, you know, caught passes for my friend Terry Bradshaw, and then Doug Flutie, a Heisman Trophy winner. So we just keep adding to all the accolades of people we brought in, and have the Razorbacks like Jason Peters and Frank Ragnow is great. And Gus, you know, obviously sort of a controversial figure. Some people some Razorback fans aren't thrilled about him coming. That's okay, you know. But he's had a Hall of Fame type career, and then have a John Tyson for John Tyson being willing to come down and spend time with us. But we appreciate your support on AY and AMP Magazine. You guys have been all on board for quite some time, and Heather, I know you're working with us behind the scenes on a lot of things, including the two special mystery guests that are coming up. Hopefully, we'll be able to put that out here in a few days. That will be exciting when that happens. And but thanks for all your support. And of course, Heather hardly ever misses a Touchdown Club, Roger. She's almost always there every week with Rhyme. What do we need to know about besides staying alive from the heat this weekend, Heather? What does everybody need to know activity wise?
Let's do it.
Well, interesting enough, David, Ryan had his birthday this week and turned 52, so our house has been bombarded with AARP cards. I guess that's when you become a senior. But this weekend is the Arkansas Senior Olympic Pickleball Tournament. It's actually, yes, history is being made with pickleball. It is 560 players registered, so it's the largest in Arkansas history. It's 3 days on 27 courts. This will be at Game Time at the grounds in Cabot. You're not going to want to miss this. It's going on all weekend. We have the opening of the new Lego store in Promenade at Chenal. So if you want to check that out, it actually went by. It's super cool. They're going to be giving away thousands of dollars in prizes, just like Roger Scott does at trivia. From packets of sugar, right, Roger, to gift cards.
Yes,
but that's what,
yes,
Lego is going to be giving away.
Yes.
Yeah, this weekend. So you want to check that out. We have Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street. That's a performance at the Pocket Community Theater in Hot Springs. You can check that out. There's still tickets available, being going on all weekend. The Hello Kitty Cafe truck. This is a truck, y'all, that it's a pop-up. It drives all over the United States. It goes to different areas. It's including a 50th anniversary patch of Hello Kitty. So it's kind of a thing. Like, you either know about it or you don't. But they have cookies. They're going to have sweets and macaroon sets that you can get out there. That will be at the Promenade on Saturday from 10 to 7. This is a collector's edition event, so you might want to check that out. The 7th Annual Central Arkansas Women's Expo will be held at the Hall of Industry at the Arkansas State Fairgrounds, and that's going on Saturday and Sunday. Tons of car shows, which I love. We have the 6th Annual BFW 4548 Car and Bike Show Saturday. That's in Cabot. Gates are going to open at 8 o'clock. There is a $25 registration if you want to put your car in. The Little Rock Cars and Coffee is going on. We have one that's going to be at Taj Mahal Indian Kitchen Store. We have one that's going to be going on at the Burgundy Hotel. And we have the big one that's going on at the Promenade on Saturday. And like always, guys, we have everything music. We have everything food. If you want to know where to eat, where to listen to music, where to go look at sports events, and what to go do for the weekend, just go to aymag.com. We have all of those comprehensive lists. And you can even sign up for our newsletter and get it emailed right into your email box.
Ryan turns 52. When do you turn 50, Heather?
Next
20
month.
20 years?
Yeah. Next month.
10?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
10 stakes left.
Wow.
10 stakes left.
Wow.
Way to go, Arkansas.
Yeah, that's
way to
great.
Go, Central Arkansas.
Wow.
I love turning 50. Of course.
50 was good. 50 was good. Here's what I'm doing now, Heather. Now, maybe you can help me out. Maybe you can put this in the magazine. My wife and I had Cracker Barrel after church on Sunday, yeah, and that's usually what people our age do. So we had some Cracker Barrel and all that, but Cracker Barrel does not do senior citizens discount. I need a link to find senior citizen discounts. And I think you start that at like 55. Now, you're still going to be a few years away from it, but I need to hit up on them discounts. I need to know where I can get those things. I need people to tell me.
Well, I think I can make that happen, Roger. I think we did that a couple years ago, and I know I did a kids one, and then we started on the senior citizens. But I know Kelly McAnulty's listening right now, and she's put it on her list. So that will be coming up, especially for you, Roger. I'll send it to you as soon as we get it finished.
You know what? That's fantastic. You know what? And the kid one, that's great, too. Parents need to know that. Things are costing a couple of bucks wherever you can get that. I know at Moe's anyway, you know, unless they've changed it since we don't talk with them as much anymore. But I know they had kids eating free on Sundays.
There you go.
Yeah.
I think you're right. We need to start taking advantage of that,
Roger. Yeah, we do. You just looked at me like I saw you yesterday.
A couple things here before I let Heather go. Someone says from the 501 on our Middleton Neaton Air text line, I think the two guest speakers showdown at Simmons Bank Arena David Basil and Bo Jackson. No, that will that those will not be the two that will be there.
Oh, that would be something to
Heather,
get you two back together.
Always great to work with you on the Touchdown Club stuff. Thanks for working extra hard this next week on all things mystery guests. So appreciate the support and love
Absolutely.
The collaboration we've had between you guys and the Touchdown Club. So thanks for your support.
Well,
have a great
thanks.
Weekend. Yes.
You too. Thank you so much, David. We'll be there for all of them to support you and the state of Arkansas, and thank you for all you do for sure.
Awesome. Tell Ron we said happy birthday. Thanks, Heather. Appreciate it.
Happy birthday.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
And I do hope that you can patch things up with Hunter.
Shut up.
No, the, I'm not. Now that you keep bagging on me with Sam.
We also, next week, if I'm not mistaken, we've got the best pickleball. You know, she was talking about that big giant, the seniors. Well, it's set now. The best pickleball is set. I think they've got 347 different matches. In other words, I think there's 200-plus people, but they will be playing in different categories. And so we'll be out there next Friday. That's the best of the best. That's all categories. And then, listen, that senior one, that's amazing. They got that many people in the senior category. Yep. It just shows you the love of pickleball. Sam are playing it.
Sam and I are playing it. Yeah, now we haven't been able to get to our usual group for the last month, maybe, but hopefully that'll pick back up and we'll be able to do that. It's such a fun game and all that, and I do love going out there and watching it, and of course watching the intensity on that one with Meg Mary, out there doing with the Greg and Lee Hatcher, watching that intensity, seeing Evans Dietz out there and them going back and
forth. I like
what
you said, Evans Dietz,
because it's Dietz, seeing them. So that is a fun time. Being a part of that. I look forward to that big time.
All right, Roger, when we come back, do you want to try to play Justin Moore Finish the Lyrics, brought to you by Hagen Dodge? Mm-hmm. You want to do that?
$100. $100 Visa gift card, yada, yada, yada. Take home pay. Is that what it is? I'm going to make sure.
So we need it.
It's a Visa. It's a Malvern National Bank Visa debit card.
Cash.
Here it is. $100. There it is. Compliments of Family Market 1 week ago.
First caller now. Who gets the first dibs at it. The song is Straight Off from Justin Moore. When Roger stops the song, you finish it. You have the lyrics right in front of you and 100 easy bucks just like
that's
that.
That's it. And listen. And not going to go, and I think you got it. You're going to have to nail it.
Yes.
Earn this, man or lady.
All right, don't go away. It is 8:47. Only 10 steaks left here at the butcher shop. So come by, get these last 10, and finish off a great day.
I don't love you. You're at the top of my list because I'm always thinking of you.
David Basil here for Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry. When you're shopping for an engagement ring, experience matters. And at Jones & Son, you're shopping with one of the largest selections of engagement rings in Central Arkansas. They carry the biggest, most trusted brands in the jewelry industry, along with their exclusive Jones & Son Couture Collection. These Jones & Son branded engagement rings deliver exceptional quality at a fraction of the price. Every ring is fully customizable, and their expert jewelers can modify any design to perfectly match your vision. And as a direct diamond importer, Jones & Son brings in their own diamonds, cutting out the middleman and passing the savings directly on to you. Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry is proudly located at 1121 Rodney Parham Road, serving Central Arkansas for over 40 years. The same trusted location, the same phone number. Finding the perfect piece of jewelry doesn't have to be overwhelming. At Jones & Son, you'll find the right diamond for every occasion. Visit Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry today or shop online at jonesandson.com.
Hi, I'm Hunter Bell. When you think about buying a car, we want you to think Bell Chevrolet. Not just because we want your business, but because we want to be on your side. That's what buying a car should look like. Simple, stress-free, knowing you have someone in your corner. We have something for every budget, new or pre-owned. I keep telling y'all it's better at Bell. Now it's time to come find out for yourself. Come see us on Chenal Parkway or shop at BellChevrolet.com. Together, let's drive.
The Saracen Casino Hotel is now open and accepting reservations. Saracen's new 14-story hotel features 318 modern guest rooms and suites, offering luxe accommodations paired with the elevated amenities and the southern hospitality customers have come to expect from Saracen Casino Resort. And while you're at it, don't skip dinner at Red Oak, recognized as Arkansas's best restaurant for 5 years running. Book your stay with Saracen by visiting Saracen Resort. RecessResort.com or calling Saracen today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RECESS.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver. Real quick, don't let joint pain ruin your summer. Seriously, if your knees hurt every time you get up, your back aches after 10 minutes outside, or your shoulders are keeping you from golfing, swimming, gardening, or whatever you love doing this time of year, you need to check out QC Kinetics. If you've got joint pain, you need to know about the nation's leader in regenerative medicine. Best of all, they're right here in Little Rock. Their treatments target the source of your joint pain so you can get real relief without surgery, without pain pills, and without a long recovery. And right now, they're offering free pain evaluations. It's super easy. You sit down with a medical professional, talk through your pain, and find out if you're a candidate for treatment. Just call 501-393-1159. They've already helped more than 46,000 people get back to enjoying life again. And now it's your turn. Summer's too short to spend it hurting. Get your free pain evaluation by calling QC Kinetics today, 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
My son has been practicing every day to learn to ride his bike. But when I see drivers speeding through our neighborhood or distracted on their phones, it makes me so nervous. Will you help me keep him safe?
Crashes that injure or kill bicyclists and pedestrians are on the rise. When you're driving, do your part to protect vulnerable road users. Drive aware. Save lives. A message from the Arkansas State Police Highway Safety Office.
You've pictured it. The garage door that finally makes your home look the way you want it to. And now get $500 back on a qualifying garage door with the Overhead Door Home Refresh Rebate. Qualifying purchase must be made by September 30th. Let Overhead Door Company of Little Rock upgrade your curb appeal and get you up to $500 back. Schedule a free estimate at overheaddoorofLittleRock.com. Select models. Rebate paid as a Visa prepaid gift card. Restrictions apply. See website for full terms.
This is Trey Reed inviting you to join Mark Hedrick and me Tuesday nights at 7 for The Wild Side.
Brought to you by Edwards Food Giant, Trader Bill's Outdoors, Battery Outfitters, Tammy Chase Insurance, Crane Chevrolet, and Flyway Brewing.
This is Michael Marion with the Simmons Bank Arena.
And Jana DeGeorge with Simmons Bank Arena.
Nobody knows music like
the boys from Morning Mayhem.
Okay, we don't have much time. 8:52. Todd Pierce back in the studio producing. Thanks, Todd, for coming in today. For Christian Weaver, as always. Todd, were you happy with the Touchdown Club lineup yesterday?
I was very happy with the Touchdown Club lineup yesterday.
Todd has been involved a lot of times behind the scenes with research and different things. He's the one who can compile all the stats on all the speakers that have been with us. So, you'll add a new Heisman winner, two Super Bowl MVPs, two gold jackets, and others, Todd. But we'll get you to do that. But thanks for coming in today in honor of Christian. I understand the call board is lit up to play Justin Moore Finish the Lyric.
It is indeed. I've got four people holding, and I'm just now realizing I thought I had the intro ready for that, and I don't.
That's all right. Go ahead and grab it.
Yeah, we'll do want to thank Higgins Dodge for sponsoring that segment in Morrilton. Appreciate that. And, again, 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. We hope we can give away that $100 gift certificate. You just gotta say, oh, look at there. We got Peyton, Deplorable Guy, Carl, and Cheryl.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got it now.
Okay, let's roll.
Got it?
We'll start it. You finish it. It's time for Finish the Lyric, brought to you by Rainbow Restoration.
No, that's not the right one. That's not the right one. It's Higgins Dodge in Morrilton. You can find them, check them out at HigginsMotors.com. Use the discounts, great selection of pre-owned vehicles, and good folks there in Morrilton. So I don't know if that's the old one, but we'll go ahead and bring in our first contestant.
We'll talk to Christian about that. I'll talk to him right after the show.
Yeah, delete the other one.
Yeah.
All right, who's our contestant?
Who's our contestant first up, Toddy P?
Right there on line one, it's Peyton.
Right there on line one. We got Peyton, Deplorable Guy, Carl, Cheryl. Y'all hold on. Peyton's going to have to nail it and knock it down. He's going to have to make this happen. No playing around. Let's go to the phones right now. Peyton.
Good morning, guys.
Are you ready?
Morning.
Do you know your assignment?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm going to play the song. I'm going to stop it. And where I stop it, you've got to pick up and sing it. And don't stop singing till we tell you and we're satisfied that you have sung it properly and sung enough of it. And then we'll tell you if you've done it enough, and you'll win $100 compliments family market. And here's the other deal. I'll play it the first time and stop it. You want to sing it right then, you step right in. Or if you want me to play it a second time so you'll know where I stop it, I'll stop it at the same place. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Here we go.
I don't fit in your box. That's just
turn that up a little bit, Todd, if you could.
I don't
thank
apologize
you
for who I ain't or who I am.
I don't give a damn about your give a damn. I'm a little more stray dog. A little found, little lost cause. My wins have been hard fought. I don't bark. I just bite, put my money on the dark horse, put my faith in the good Lord, pray to him I get one more day. When I lay my head down tonight, you can padlock the door, tie me up on the porch, chain me up, I'll break that chain, y'all. I'm the wild and free kind of breed, that'll always be running with the stray dog.
Wow, outstanding. Wow, he's still going. He's still going.
I got good job. We're here till 10.
My man, you did not hesitate.
You know what? We are ridiculous that we have not been grabbing these the last few times we've done them.
We're grabbing
that.
Gotta
grab. That was outstanding. You earned that $100
there.
You
sure did, Peyton. We appreciate that very much. So here's what's going to happen, Peyton. We're going to do one of two things, my friend. You're going to give all your information that you need to Todd Pierce, and I'm going to have this gift card, and I'll take it back to the station on Monday, and it'll be there. Or you're in the neighborhood, you want to come by here and get it from me before we leave the butcher shop at 10 o'clock this morning. It's yours. It's your call. You let Todd know, and I'll follow his direction.
Sounds good, guys. I appreciate it. Thank you all.
Good job, Peyton. Congratulations. Do want to thank Hagen's Dodge, Jeff Peters, and Jeff Hagen. Both the Jeffs over there for sponsoring Justin Moore's Finish the Lyric.
Yes,
you know, we
got to
get Justin. We got to call Chuck today and tell him to FedEx the. Call Justin, figure out if it was the plug-in, and FedEx him another one.
You bet.
Yeah,
you bet.
All right, 8:57. We're headed to a break. We'll visit with Steve Qualls and find out about the NASCAR report. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. NFL action tonight and tomorrow night. Cowboys in action tomorrow night. We have to do a Hawks Home Touchdown Club review. We'll just go through the Touchdown Club list. I don't think I've given all the speakers' names, so we'll go through the entire list, starting off with Ryan Silverfield. At 8:24. Really, I don't talk much about him. Yep. He should have a big crowd.
I think
first,
he should.
First time. First
I think
time
he should. Here. I think he should. I mean, listen, he's doing everything.
Yeah.
He's doing what to his supporters as Calipari did to Frank Fletcher. Turning them around and going, okay, I'm in. I'll give you some.
Yeah.
So I think he's, Silverfield's doing that, which is great. Even though Trey Biddy said yesterday that the Hogs won't win two games and that the offense was terrible.
That's what he said.
That's what people were telling me that they heard yesterday.
Thanks again to Cheryl and Carl, a deplorable guy, for waiting on hold to play the game. All right, don't go away. We're live here at the Butcher Shop. Looks like we're almost done. There are a few more steaks left, about five, I think. So
maybe.
Get them.
Hey, this is Mitch at Red River Ram, Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep, and I just want to say thank you to the great people in the state of Arkansas for making us the nation's number one Ram, Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep dealer. That's right, folks. We are number one in the entire nation, according to Stellantis' own internal report card. And if you want to find out why, you want to make that